told you, we got some breaking news right now on the Blues.
Breaking news alert.
The Blues have hired a new assistant coach, and that is Jim Montgomery, most recently the head coach of the Dallas Stars. So Montgomery is joining the Blues organization again as an assistant coach. He agreed to a two-year deal with the Blues. He will replace Mark Savard, who departed the organization earlier this month after one season as an assistant coach. And the man that calls the Blues right here on the Blues Radio Network, 101 ESPN, Chris Kerber, now joining us via the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. And Kerbs just got off a Zoom call with the new Blues assistant coach, Jim Montgomery. Kerbs, appreciate you joining us here in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Tell us about that Zoom call. What do we need to know?
Well, we'll be doing the Zoom call here in about 10 minutes, Anthony. We'll connect with Jimmy Montgomery there. But yeah,
what do we need to know?
that's okay. That's okay. Stuff happens quick. I think it's really kind of important to think of what's happened here. So, you know, Mark Savard decided he was not going to coach this year. The Blues had an opening on a staff. And they did not go out and replace him with inexperience. They replaced him with a coach who has been very successful at all the levels he's coached in, and now a guy with experience. So they bring in Jimmy Montgomery, who was, released and fired by the Dallas Stars on December 10th. Rick Bonus took over, obviously has the Dallas Stars in the Stanley Cup final right now, but Jimmy Montgomery had them an inch away from beating the Blues in Game 7 last season. And a Stars team that was 9 games over 500 going into that playoffs. So they bring in a very good guy, a very savvy guy, a guy that has experience, and I think a guy that's going to be extremely good for this St. Louis Blues coaching staff.
What specifically, I mean, for somebody who knows him a little bit better, we know that he had a lot of success with Dallas, that had been a very good team under him. Stars, of course, are still really good. But what is it that Jim Montgomery does really well and can add to this Blues team?
You know, he showed this after being the head coach 5 years at the University of Denver, where he won a national championship in the 16-17 season. He can communicate and connect with the players, and I think that's going to be really good. He also brings some really good, strategy aspects to the game. And he showed that with what he was able to do with the Dallas Stars in the National Hockey League. After winning the national championship in 2016-17, the Florida Panthers really wanted to hire him. And he turned down the job offer. He didn't feel it was the right fit for him. And he waited another year and then obviously took over the Dallas Stars in 18-19. So he's got that experience. And look, this is a guy that's been coaching either as a player assistant coach when the Missouri River Otters were around in the 04-05 NHL lockout, right? To an assistant coach in college, and then in the USHL, to the head coach at University of Denver, now to the National Hockey League. So he's got ties, obviously a former Blue. He broke into the National Hockey League as a St. Louis Blue. And I think it's going to be a terrific fit for him to resume his coaching career.
Again, if you're just joining us, the breaking news here on the Blues Radio Network 101 ESPN is that Jim Montgomery is joining the St. Louis Blues organization as an assistant head coach. Montgomery most recently served as the head coach for the Dallas Stars. He's agreed to a two-year deal with the Blues. Chris Kerber, the voice of the Blues, joining us right now on 101 ESPN. Well, Kerbs, we know that Mark Savard had such a big hand in helping Craig Berube and helping this coaching staff in specific areas. When you bring in a Jim Montgomery and you're Craig Berube, obviously Berube, he knows what he's doing. He won't just want a Stanley Cup. But when you bring in a Jim Montgomery, specifically, what area do you think that Montgomery's going to have on the ice in terms of the biggest impact?
Well, we got to wait and see, to be honest with you, in terms of how that relationship in terms of his coaching staff is going to play. You know, Mark Savard was up in the press box. I'd be surprised. Now, I haven't obviously had a chance to ask Doug Armstrong this yet, but I would think Jimmy Montgomery is a guy that would be, you know, down on the ice at bench level. So I expect him, you know, I listened to an interview with Rick Bonus and about Rick Bonus, and actually it was done by Bruce Boudreaux. And when Bruce Boudreaux was asked about Rick Bonus, who's now the current head coach of the Dallas Stars, about, you know, what it was like to have a former head coach joining your coaching staff, Bruce Boudreau said something I thought that was really good. He said, man, he goes, it was extraordinarily valuable. And when Rick Bonus was asked what his role was, Rick Bonus said, my job is to make Bruce Boudreau a better coach. And I think that's what you will see here. I think he's a guy that can help on the defensive side of things. I think he's a guy that can also continue to work on the power play and keep that clicking. And I think all around it has shown that he's really adept at managing all aspects of the game. I think that's just valuable experience. How Craig Berube is going to work him in and what specific duties, obviously that we don't know that yet, and how those duties will be shared. But again, that experience is going to be very valuable.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier that in his last stint with the Dallas Stars here, he was let go in December, in part because of a substance abuse issue, and they let him go. It wasn't all because of that, but that was a part of it. So the Blues must be confident that he is beyond all of that by now, yes?
Yeah, you know what? First off, Doug Armstrong knows Jim Mill very well, the general manager of the Dallas Stars. Jimmy Montgomery came out in January. He put out a statement, you know, about the wake-up call of losing his job as the Dallas Stars. He admitted to alcohol abuse, which was the primary issue that they were dealing with when he was with the Dallas Stars, something I'll ask him about when we talk to him here in a minute. And then and he admitted himself into a program to get better. So, yeah, you've got to think that he was very public about it. I think Jim came on and was very forthright about it in January. And, look, you know how thorough Doug Armstrong is, guys. He did his homework on here, and he has to be pretty confident of where Jim Montgomery sits on all that to make this move. So I think we got to trust the leadership in the process here and trust that the process that Jim himself has followed has been a positive one.
Kurtz, we know you got to get on the Zoom call. We appreciate the time and sharing some insight on the Blues hiring of Jim Montgomery. And I know we'll talk to you again soon about this as well. So we'll let you go so you can get on that Zoom call.
Thank you, boys. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you here real soon.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Kerbs. Again, voice of the Blues on the Blues Radio Network here, Chris Kerber on 101 ESPN.